unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Afternoon. It is 2:04 and 42 seconds. I am your host, DJ Tangent, here on Numbers with Wings, broadcasting on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca from the Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L3N6. So today, at least to start for the a lot of the first part of the show, I'm going to be doing a little preview episode of the Wolf Island Music Festival, which is next Friday and Saturday on Wolf Island. So, without further ado, on y va.
Rocher que la vie s'étend, je la supplie.
Alrighty, I'm back. Okay, so I'm going to try not to talk so much today because I have a lot of songs to get through. So, wishful thinking, perhaps. So, the first song we had there was Les Auvents by Good Fortune, whose government name is Kelsey McNulty. At some point in her career, she played keyboards with Great Lake Swimmers, which I thought was kind of interesting. So, her music is described as sunshine pop en français. Yeah, I like that song. It had a, there's a video. If you go to her website, I believe it's on YouTube as well, and it has the words. Because my written, my comprehension of written French is much better than my comprehension of oral French. So I got the gist of it when she was talking about quelquefois j'imagine comme papillon. Sometimes she imagines herself as a butterfly, or Schmetterling, as they would say in German, or a Mariposa in Spanish. And the song's about, yeah, that, being a butterfly and getting her wings and stuff is pretty cool. Number two, Born Ruffians, who, just FYI, Good Fortune is playing at 7 p.m. on Friday. Born Ruffians, we're next with, what was the song called, man? Oh yeah, Supersonic Man. It is from their album Beauty's Pride, which came out in June, and what the little write-up about it said is that song imagines Oasis writing to sound like 2067 rather than 1967. Cool, I get that. So again, they're 9:30 on Saturday. They're the closing act on Saturday. And the third song was Holy F, asterisk, a couple letters after that, which I can't say. They're playing at 9 p.m. Friday, and that song was from 2007, and it's called Lovely Alan, from the album with the clever name LP. All right. So, yes, carrying on with the Wolf Island preview, I'll get some more songs for you, and then I'll talk about them when they're done. Here we go, starting off with Land of Talk.
Sorry. I am an exemplary passenger. I chip in for gas. I don't mind sitting in the back. These are the ugliest buildings. We fill in the blanks of each other's past. On every road trip, you hear me say it. This is the year that I get my license. And by the summer, I'm gonna be
just past 2:25 in the afternoon, Sunday, August 3rd. Yeah, 3rd. Ooh. My youngest grandson turned 2 months today. Ooh, happy birthday, Arthur. I digress. Because that's me. So the songs we heard there... Oh, wait. We're on CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca. I am... of course, DJ Tangent, you can tell by my going off on them. And this is Numbers with Wings. Okay, so what we just heard, the first one there was Land of Talk with a song called Summer Lakes from the 2008 album called Summer Lakes. Some are lakes. Two words, some are, not summer, some are. Land of Talk has been around and was formed in 2006, and they've been around off and on. Elizabeth Powell is sort of the main person who's been there the whole time, and they do the singing, the guitar playing, and stuff like that. They are on at 8:30 p.m. on Saturday. And then the second song there was Driving by Chloe Doucette. It's an umlaut, so I'm not sure Chloe. If it was an aigu, it would be Chloe. Anyway. You can see it running. And that song is called Driving. and it's about getting one's driver's license later in life. And Chloe Doucette is at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. So I'm going to talk first about the next three, because I have a little more stories. So the next one I'm going to play is I Am a Diamond by Kira, a local artist, a tiny blonde woman. The first time I saw her was kind of by accident. We were, DJ Overeasy and Noof and I were headed to Musiki. We thought to see Frank Ryan. And then, that's not Frank Ryan. Turned out it was Kira. Pleasant surprise. Great show. And then I also saw her at the Mansion, not Canada Day, but the next weekend. And she was playing with like a full band that time. And that was, she rocked. Very good. Next, after that, is going to be Almond Milk with Luella, because that's the one I could find that didn't have the giant E beside it. and that song is The Curse Is Gone, which I saw the video for at the Kingston Film Fest this year, whatever that was, March, I guess. It was still cold. There's a video for this particular song with dancing on the, out by, well, what's it called these days? The Gord Downie Pier place, I think it was. And then the third song is by local legend Emily Steele and the Deal, Dog Years, which I had to play because it mentions CFRC in it, the radio in the basement, and heading to the Fruit Belt to play Hide and Seek. I went to see Emily at the Broom Factory and took a shortcut through the Fruit Belt, and it was like I was playing hide and seek with myself, but I was afraid I was going to be late, but I made it in time. So, just before I start that, Kira is 4:30 on Saturday outside. Emily Steele and the Deal is 5:30 Saturday outside. And Almond Milk is 8 p.m. on Friday, and that's inside. So, the reason I picked this particular Kira song is on the, the streaming service there. She identified this one as her favorite. So here we go. Down easy.
Running out. shoes are red, until your shoes are red, until our shoes hit.
Okay, I'm back. That was Emily Stealing the Deal, working backwards. Almond Milk with Luella and Kira, all of whom are playing at the Wolf Island Music Festival this coming weekend. All right, so if you look at the, I don't know what it is, label on my show, I promise cowpunk. So here we go. In the fall of 2024, Cream Magazine, which has always been known as America's only rock and roll magazine, I subscribed to it back in the 80s, and then it disappeared for a while, for a long while, and then it's come back. It was this ridiculous size, but they made it smaller, but anyway. They put out an issue in the fall called Gone Country. I took great umbrage because country, ugh. Anyway, I finally opened it and flipped through it and found some interesting articles. And once referenced a band called Rank and File, who were formed in the early 80s. The Inman Brothers, Chip, and the other one. I should have written it down. And Alejandro Escovedo, who... Escovedo, sorry, my bad, who is actually the uncle of Sheila E., who you may recall from playing percussion with Prince and stuff. So the article was about him, and he was not a fan of the term cowpunk, but what can you do, right? So I picked a song from Rank and File from their first album. It's called Coyote. And then the second song of theirs I'm going to play. So Alejandro was on the first album. He was not on the second. Yeah, the Inman guys, one of them had the biggest cowboy hat. If you ever saw the video, it was like Homer Simpson with his Nacho Nacho Man hat. But the song, yeah, so Coyote is from their first album, Rank and File. And the second song I'm going to play is called The Sound of the Rain, one of my favorite songs of all time. I just have to reach over and grab the album, and it is called Long Gone Dead. And if I look at the back, oh, look at that, copyright 1984. So that was 84. Oh, Tony Inman was the other, Kinman. Wait a minute. Kinman, my bad. With a K. No, not. Okay. All right, enough about me. Here we go. Some cowpunk. We'll be right back. I'm back. It is I, DJ Tangent. I had to let that last little bit play out there because on the back of the album, a fellow by the name of Bill Myers is credited for The Wind. So, time. So we had about 9 minutes left. So I should be able to fit the two songs in I want to. The first one is a song that the Al Gore rhythm directed me to from, I guess I was listening to Good Co. and just let the stream carry on. But the song is called Nancy Was a Cop. It was written by Alejandro Escovedo. It's about the life on the California-Mexico border during the cartel times. But it was written, apparently it was written with Chuck Prophet, who, I'm not sure who Chuck Prophet is, I probably should have looked that up, but that was the version that the Al Gore rhythm directed me to. So I was kind of surprised today when I saw that, oh, hey, this is perfect, an Alejandro Escovedo called song. Cool. And to show that I am cool, at least cooler than Ted Evans. Also in the country issue of the magazine was an interview with MJ Lenderman, you know, Jake, who's very popular these days, sort of the alt-country poster boy, if you will, in south of the border. So I had to play a song by him so that people would know that, yes, I am in fact cool, at least cooler than Ted Evans. So here we go. Sally Was a Cop by Alejandro Escovedo, followed by Wristwatch by MJ Lenderman. And if we have time, I might slide in another song. We'll see. Away we go. I used to be on top.